Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is Legal Nurse Podcast, episode 25, Secrets for Successful Networking and Presentations. My name is Pat Iyer. In the previous episode, Legal Nurse Podcast 24, you heard Kathleen Pagana share excellent tips about the seven deadly sins of speaking. I've been asked how legal nurse consultants can get opportunities to present their knowledge at a conference for attorneys. Networking is one of the most effective ways both to get speaking opportunities as well as clients. When you do a great job presenting information to your target market, it often results in getting cases. The principle behind networking is simple. Your initial aim may be to get speaking gigs, but ultimately you want the exposure to result in more business. Network to connect with people who can refer you to attorneys who handle the kinds of cases best suited for your legal nurse consulting skills. You may be interested in working with medical malpractice, personal injury, or workers' comp attorneys. You may be an expert witness, life care planner, or behind-the-scenes consultant. Your objective is to find attorneys who can give you work. Get more business through networking by making a deliberate effort to connect with your ideal customer through others. You can network with people over the phone, but doing it in person may yield you higher results. The easiest way to take advantage of the powers of networks is to start locally. Since your objective is to find people who know attorneys or are attorneys, think about where such people hang out. The local chamber of commerce consists of business owners, often the power people in a local area. This organization is set up to give referrals. Business owners understand the power of word-of-mouth referrals. They want to give and receive referrals. Networking groups are designed specifically to make connections. These are for-profit groups that charge fees to attend the meeting. Business Networking International, Chamber of Commerce, and eWomen Network are examples. They often have breakfast meetings that are convenient to attend before starting the workday. Do your homework before attending a networking group. Before you join any organization, do your due diligence. Be clear about what you want to accomplish. Find out about the composition of the group. Determine the cost of joining. See if you can attend some meetings first without joining to get a feel for the group. Think about cross-promoting. Members of a group might not use your services, but they could refer you to people who would. You might, for example, join a group of legal vendors who market to attorneys. Before attending a meeting, speak with at least one member of the group. Ask about the group's strengths and weaknesses. This person will usually introduce you to the group and will be a familiar person you can connect with when you walk into a meeting for the first time. If you're introverted, plan on getting to the meeting early when there are fewer people so you can ease into the event. Be sure to listen to Casey Carpenter talk about the quiet power of introverts, which is LNP episode 22. When you attend a local organization, carry your business cards. How can you help the people at a networking event? Who do you know that would be of value to their business? The concept of reciprocity applies to networking. You help others and they want to help you. Be prepared for feeling unique. Few legal nurse consultants use networking groups to get business. You are unlikely to face a sea of competitors. Expect people to be intrigued by what you do. Can you really get more business from networking groups? don't expect fast results. The people in these civic and local organizations will want to get to know you, to be able to trust you and understand about your business. They want to be able to confidently refer you to attorneys, knowing that such a referral will not come back to haunt them. On the other hand, you may hit it off with the person at your first meeting who can connect you to a powerful attorney. For example, the first day I met her, a woman at my church gave me the name of a defense attorney who handled nursing malpractice cases. The fact that we had the same values made her comfortable with me and in referring me to an attorney. Explore different types of groups. You're investing in the power of networking by finding people who can refer you to your ideal client. It takes time, but it works. You will get more business through networking. Suppose you're networking at an event attended by attorneys. Here is your best opportunity to find out who's in charge of planning an upcoming program for attorneys. Ask for an introduction to this person so you can describe your area of expertise. Attorneys involved in planning a program that relates to medical issues are likely to be looking for speakers such as you. Wow, you've landed an opportunity to give a talk to attorneys. Make sure you practice, and get your timing and stories down. Work out the timing so you know, based on how much time you have, how much you can cover. Most people try to put too much into a presentation. Have your presentation on a thumb drive as well as on the hard drive of your own computer. This gives you the chance to use another speaker's laptop or the one provided by the organization. Talk to people in the audience before your presentation. You will feel more comfortable speaking to individuals you have met rather than to a mass of people. Don't start by thanking the organizer for having you or saying you're happy to be there or that you're nervous. No one cares. Tell a story, make a point. Tell a story, make a point. People love stories. Vary your pitch, volume, and tone. Be a little more dramatic than you would be in talking to another person. Make that information very relevant to the audience. Know their problems, their needs, and speak to them. They'll learn best from someone they perceive understands their needs. If you're going to use a PowerPoint, make sure you use images and not a bunch of words on the slides. Don't read your slides, and don't turn around and look over your shoulder at the screen. You can refer to those slides when the computer is in front of you. Keep eye contact with your audience. Look at all parts of the room. If you're right-handed, you tend to look more at the right side of the room and vice versa. Counter that tendency. Give the audience a chance to do something. Ask a question, have them raise their hands. Ask a question that says something like, "Do you think?" or "Do you believe?" Scatter these questions through the program to keep them attentive. If you have a workshop in a training session, have an exercise every 20 minutes or so. Smile and look like you're enjoying yourself. Your audience will warm to someone who is smiling. Don't use your talk as a sales pitch. The program organizer expects you to give content. Don't abuse the privilege. I can offer you an opportunity to get more in-depth knowledge about presentation techniques by investing in an online training program Stephanie Scotty did called Accelerate Powerful Presentation Strategies. Most business people are not experienced speakers, and they need help developing powerful presentation strategies. While you have excellent LNC expertise, you may not know how to best communicate with your target audience. Stephanie makes her living teaching people presentation skills. She gave us a powerful episode for this podcast, which was episode number 2. In Stephanie's online training, you'll learn how to most effectively present your message. You are asked to make a presentation at a prospect or client's office, for example. Would you know where to begin? Would you know how to engage your audience? deliver your message, and connect with the decision makers. Would you like to master powerful presentation strategies that help you achieve relaxed self-confidence? Would you like to ace your presentation and gain credibility and clients? You can get the on-demand video training at the link called legalnursebusiness.com/accelerate. That's legalnursebusiness.com/accelerate. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you being here.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.